Next up, Ann Bright, our final item, item 18, action item. We have one person signed up to testify on this. So give your presentation, please, Ann. Commission policy, delegation of authority to execute director. To Executive Director for Oil and Gas Lease Omnibus.
I think I won the award for the longest title.
Yes, you did.
The Board for Lease is authorized to lease Parks and Wildlife Minerals. They usually honor the recommendations of the Commission, just as the previous item demonstrated. They meet four or less times a year. Their meetings don't always coordinate or they aren't scheduled consistent with the Commission's meetings. It's an important source of revenue for the agency. Of course, we really want to make sure we protect the natural resource values of our properties, and as a result, we often recommend or request that the Commission recommend off-site drilling. In order to make sure that we are kind of on a schedule that's more similar to the Board for Lease, which is administered through the General Land Office, we're requesting a policy addition. And based on the discussion yesterday, we've made a couple of changes to this. What this would do is it would delegate to the executive director the authority to make recommendations to the Board for Lease in instances where there will be no surface occupancy, where the royalty payments, bonus, and any other payments are consistent with market conditions in the area, and the executive director reports all such recommendations to the Commission. This is the policy. Changes have also been made to the resolution, and then here is the recommended motion.
To the resolution reflecting Commissioner Vice Chairman Ramos' comment about...
Yes, sir. We've got the reference to market conditions.
Very good.
And then I think we also have Commissioner Montgomery's change about reporting back to the Commission.
Excellent. Thank you, Ann. Anything we didn't cover yesterday before we have public comment? Mr. Gillen, you're up.
My name is Ellis Golan. I'm speaking for myself, and I'm speaking for an organization on the internet called Texas Animals. I am opposed to this action, and I'm going to speak from both angles. From the angle of the commission itself, you people expend a tremendous amount of political capital, time and effort to get placed on this elite commission. You come from Dallas and all over to attend meetings every couple of months. So you have a huge investment in this. You are shirking your duty. You're shirking your obligation, in my opinion, pushing off this responsibility onto the executive director. This is, well, your responsibility, and you should keep it. I don't think you should make your load lighter. I think you should make your load heavier. You can check the tape after I leave today, and you'll find on four nominations you spent less than 30 seconds each. Now, you're not that important that you can't spend 30 seconds on a gas nomination. I don't care if you're whoever. The second angle to look at it is from the executive director angle, and that angle is that had we let this executive director go on his own without your supervision, would be minus 43,000 acres of the Big Bend State Park. Also, would be minus Eagle Mountain Lake State Park, which produces $80,000 a month for this department. This man needs supervision. The office needs supervision. That's why you're appointed to come here and give the supervision. You have no right, in my opinion, to shirk that. The final comment I'll say is that, and I think you well know this, is that absolute power corrupts absolutely. And this is just given an officer of the government a means to slip into a corruptive mode and enrich himself and others. This real estate department, this division, needs close supervision. Your hunters do not need close supervision. Nothing impinges on their rights. But the state parks are the ones that get screwed every time. And it's not just the ground occupancy. That's not the only consideration. Suppose the horizontal drilling comes in and Robert gives them permission to inject radioactive waste under Bastrop State Park. How would you like that? Robert does that because somebody flips $50,000 into a fund or campaign pocket or whatever. The horizontal drilling, where does it come from and where does it go to? There's got to be supervision. Somebody can be a mile away and drill under your park, and you don't give a damn because you want to push it off on Robert to supervise it, and he doesn't care. Nobody cares about the real estate aspect. How about drilling in water, the Battleship Texas? Would you like a gas well drill off the prow of the Battleship Texas? That's ground. Is that ground occupancy? No, it's water occupancy. There are a lot of factors, and you're shirking your duty. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Don't let it touch your fingers. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gillen. Good to see you. Have a motion on this item? Have a motion for approval from Commissioner Parker. Have a second from Commissioner Holt. All in favor, aye. Any opposed? Any further discussion of what we did not cover yesterday? Anything else come before the commission, Mr.?
No, sir, I believe that's it. Thank you.
Cook, thank you, commissioners. We are adjourned.